Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Women's Dating and Confidence Podcast. My name is Amber, and today I have a really special episode for you. One of the listeners of the podcast agreed to come on and share her question and her story with all of you and with me and get a free coaching session. I've done a few of these episodes in the past, and I always really loved doing them. Honestly, it's the easiest kind of podcast for me to record because it's just me and my element sharing what I know and working through things with people in the way that I know how to. And I realized after the session and after I did another one with another listener of the podcast, which you'll be hearing soon, that I was really glad that I did this because it really shows what coaching is. And it really shows the difference between coaching and listening to the podcast. And I think they both have their place. In fact, in this coaching session, I kind of pop quizzed her on a concept from the podcast. However, the podcast is really bullet points. The podcast is about teaching you concepts, and that's really important for you to know. But coaching is about applying the concepts. Coaching is about bringing awareness to things that you may not have awareness about, even if you've been listening to every episode of the podcast. In the podcast, I break things down in a really simple, clear-cut way, and I do that on purpose. I try to distill these concepts from dating and relationships to really complicated situations that we have in our lives, and I try to distill them into really actionable, easy-to-grasp concepts. But life and people, and therefore dating and relationships, are not always so straightforward. So that's why we have coaching, and I love that you get to see that in this episode. So if after listening to this episode, you would love to share your question on the podcast as well, first of all, it's completely anonymous. So there are two options. This person was like really open and happy to share her question. So we did the podcast, and then we also did a video, which you can watch on YouTube, and I'll put the link down below. But you can also just do an anonymous audio coaching call with me, and it's completely free. And we get 30 minutes to work through any question that you have around dating or confidence. So if you're interested in sharing your story and sharing your question, which is so helpful to everyone else who's listening, then check out the link in the show notes and you can schedule your session right away. And of course, make sure while you're in the show notes to get my free guide called Copy and Paste Texts for When He's Pulling Away or Acting Flaky. It is an 8-page guide with everything you need to know about how to respond in those tricky situations early on in dating. It has copy and paste texts, so lots of examples for how to communicate things, which is really important because a huge reason why we don't communicate in dating and relationships is because we literally don't have the words. We don't know what to say. So this guide solves for that, and it's completely free. The link is in the show notes. Also, if you want to work together and apply everything that you're learning from the podcast and continue this work in dating and relationships and actually implement it, then I have my coaching program called From Dating to Exclusive, which is designed for you. It's designed for women who want to escape the casual path in dating and get on the exclusive path. And like you'll hear in this episode, those are two different things. If you are dating, that doesn't mean that you're on the path to creating a relationship. There are specific skills and decisions that lead us to a relationship, and there are specific habits that lead us to creating casual connections over and over again. So if you feel like you've been dating and you're active in that process, but you're not getting the results that you want, this coaching program has both the curriculum that you need to learn the concepts and then the coaching that you need, both in a group being supported by other women and in a one-on-one capacity where we can really dive into your personalized plan for how to create a relationship. Also, there are some super special bonuses that I'm only offering this time around. So if you're interested in learning more about how to get those bonuses, one of them being an amazing discount, another one being a special gift with a physical copy of the workbook that I wrote, then make sure that you check out the link in the show notes and learn more about how to get started. All right, let's dive into the coaching. So what brings you here today?
So yeah, I'm solo since 10 years by now. And that hasn't been intentionally. It's been a little bit like a ride of up and down of me being okay with it and me having like times where I'm like, a little bit questioning like what's actually wrong with me. I mean, I know there's actually nothing really wrong with me, and I know kind of also what happened with past connections, why it didn't work out. But yeah, it's a little bit of a journey, and I've been listening to your podcast a lot, and it's been helping me a lot to realize certain things that happened and to switch my mindset to a more positive, and just to a better one regards dating. And I realized that I was in my past like really clingy, and really when I met someone that I liked, I was straight away making the decision there could be relationship material, like you say. And so that put a lot of pressure in the connection, and probably me acting weird, which was received weird, and then things didn't work out. And then I worked a lot on that, and found myself having a really good development with this. So and now it's switched around, that the connections that I'm having since like over a year now, like it hasn't been many but a few, was completely opposite. So that I got to experience now how it feels, how probably I was acting as well in the past. And so I don't really have like a proper question right now. I just would like to hear what's your opinion on that, because I'm like kind of feeling stuck a little bit. I mean, it's not that I'm pursuing dating like really seriously, that I'm on the apps all the time and like scheduling a date a week or something. That's like not so much my style. I like it to be a bit more organically and just seeing someone and just knowing and just flowing naturally with that. But it doesn't happen so often to me either, that I see someone that I want to connect further with.
Okay, are you currently dating somebody where it feels like it's that opposite dynamic now?
Not anymore, because it just got too intense, and I was just taking distance, because this person was trying to make plans with me ahead in like half a year, like to go somewhere together. And I was just trying, like I was really open and really like also sharing from my experience and really sharing with him like, okay, I can't do this. I need to get to know you better before I can make any plans. And then he also was like, yeah, okay, we go day by day. But then he again, it was almost like getting a little bit over my boundaries. So yeah, that was a bit pushy. And then
The last 10 years of your life, have you been in one location?
No, I've been traveling in that time a lot, and I've been living, so I'm originally from Germany, but I've been living for 5 years in Australia. I want to make that my home, which is a process of like doing the application, which I haven't started yet. So I hope next winter I can go back.
In Australia, and then traveling in other places as well.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot.
Like actually, like almost every year, I was like, yeah, I haven't been staying in Germany longer than 3 months in total. In Brazil,
Okay.
India, Morocco, like everywhere.
Okay, cool. What are you looking for out of dating and relationships? What are you trying to create? Have you, and also, is that what you've been trying to create for the last 10 years?
Yes, so I would just love to be with someone exploring the world together as well. But also now I'm also at a point where I would like to settle somewhere and but still explore the world. So yeah, and I would like to find someone that is keen to do that with me.
Okay. So the last 10 years, were you dating the whole time?
No, there was like actually 1 year I was completely celibate actually, and yeah, like I mentioned before, there wasn't too many connections.
Okay. And so 1 year celibate or 1 year just not dating at all. It's a cute dog. Yeah, actually, like when I originally saw him, I thought that was like a wolf in the background. Like it was very like part of me. Okay, so 1 year not dating at all. I'm guessing there were some other breaks in between as well.
Yeah,
Okay.
not like a year, it hasn't been that long, but there was several breaks.
Okay, have you heard the podcast episode about being clean single? Do you remember that one? It's okay, it's not a pop quiz.
I think so.
So, clean single. Often when people share the background of their story, like I've been single for 10 years, right? There's a lot of weight to that story. And it is like it is interesting how our mind weaves together facts to create a story like that. And what we don't always pay attention to is what those 10 years actually consisted of in terms of us being emotionally and physically available for the thing we were trying to create. And sometimes we think that because we were in some way engaged in dating, that that was the same as being on the path to creating what we wanted. And then we think, well, I'm here and I've been on that path for 10 years and I haven't created what I wanted. So something's wrong with me, something's wrong with the path. But we were never on the path towards what we wanted because we weren't clean single. And so, for example, I've done what you're doing with like traveling, with being in one place, but not like 100% being there. In terms of like, not, there was just something internal of like not fully being ready to settle, not fully being ready to not meet someone else or, not go to another country, not just be able to make those independent decisions of going to this place or that place on a whim. And so even like that kind of energy can be a way of us not being on the path to creating what we want. So after I traveled for a little bit, and I actually realized that that wasn't really the lifestyle for me, and I started to value at that phase in my life having more of the settled kind of connections and like more rooted friendships and just consistency routines, all of that. I felt this click internally where in every relationship I was different. Like in friendships, I was different because I wasn't always thinking, oh, I'll be here a year and then go somewhere else, right? In dating, it was different because I was actually really ready to meet the person that I would be willing to share decisions with, right? Be willing to have some influence on where I go and what I do and what we're going to do together. And so I wonder if that resonates for you at all in terms of that energy. Maybe it's like during small periods of time you were in that energy, but it sounds like over the last 10 years, the vast majority of the time, the energy was more like independence and pursuing other paths that were the opposite of being settled down with someone and sharing decisions. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that is a factor. I think also I've been thinking, but I meet so many people because I'm a performer. I go to a lot of festivals. I'm exposed to a lot of people. So I thought that kind of like would make up for this.
When in fact it can almost be the opposite, because it's so exciting, right? It's like new people, more people. But the energy of like settling down and rooting with someone is like slowing down, like the same people over and over and over again, like deepening connections. So not saying that, like, you obviously have these passions for travel and festivals and all of the things that you're doing, that doesn't have to be incompatible with a relationship. It really is about the internal shift with feeling. So for example, you said that you want to settle in Australia.
Yes.
But then find someone from that like a kind of secure base who wants to explore with you. Mm-hmm. I think that decision will have a huge impact on you. And so even like, let's say before you go there, if you just know that that's like the path, you might find someone compatible with that path, right? If you know 100% like that's what I'm creating and then moving from there. Or once you get there and you have the sense of like, okay, this is where I've decided to place roots. And now I can find someone who is in that same space and also shares my passions for exploring.
From there on, it can continue.
Yeah.
I think like I think in my mind, I was secretly thinking that as well. And when I was talking to friends, like we came to that also, to that conclusion also a couple of times. So that actually really resonated.
And so just curious, with that last person, how long did you date the one who's making plans in the future?
We've been first physically seeing each other not even for 1 week. We met just fresh and spent like roughly a week. Then I went back to Germany for Christmas and New Year's, and then I just came back. So in this time we were chatting, but it was already in this phase of me trying to create some distance and space to take it slow. And then in this time already I recognize like, oh, okay, it's getting a bit tight.
It sounds like it was only a few weeks. Yeah. Okay. It sounds like you were very attuned. It sounds like there was that energy in terms of like speeding things up for some reason. One thing to note also is that sometimes when we meet people who themselves are not actually in the mode to be settling, or there's this feeling of temporariness around a connection that can cause people to speed things up. And that may be true for you, but you became aware of it, and for the other person. So when we're on vacation and or like traveling for 3 months, doing like, I don't know, like a school abroad thing for 3 months, and you meet someone and you know it's not going to last and it's just summer love, you're going to tell each other you love each other like within a month, right? You're going to meet each other's friends. You're going to do all those things. And there, because that fear of like, okay, we're actually going to have to like maintain this or keep this up forever is gone. And so like breaks off and people just go all in. And so you may have noticed this from your own experience. I definitely have. If someone's moving, leaving, if there's an end, whether you know what it is or not.
It's interesting. It's really interesting because it happened to me many times as well that I just got closer to someone just before I was leaving a country. And then suddenly there was this nice thing happening. And yeah, it's a thing.
Yes. And so one thing that you will need to acclimate to is how it feels different when there's no expiration date. And you already are kind of like going into that with slowing things down a little bit. And also, you know, with the other way, like relaxing your own kind of perception of things. But yeah, that's just one thing to notice. If you're in that state of like, I'm always leaving, I'm never really here, I'm a little bit flighty, you will be more likely to come across people who are attracted to that because it allows them to really explore some of the depth of a relationship without like fully committing or really being involved with it in a real way.
Yeah, I had this experience too. A lot of butterflies. Beautiful, but not possible.
You should do it at least once or twice. So what are some of your reflections based on this call? Just kind of thinking about that energy of like rooting and being settled. And like, how does that, I don't know the logistics of your life. I don't know how easy it is to just pick up and go to Australia or if you're going to do that or when you're going to do that. So what does that look like for you now?
So that I am, because I live in my van and I'm going to go back to Germany in a few weeks. And then I will be there sorting out that stuff that's still to sort out, like basement and stuff while I'm doing the application. And then I hope that it's just very fast because I'm going to go for a skilled visa and Australia urgently needs people to work there, especially in the social welfare sector where I'm also working in. So, and then I hope that I can go back to Australia in winter, like in the European winter, like next.
Okay.
Latest December, let's say.
So what I would do then in that case is until then, enjoy being single in whatever way you want, whether that's dating people and having some more of those like fun, intense experiences, or just not dating at all and just wanting to focus on yourself and what you're doing. And then start to like focus on it when you know you're in the place where you actually are capable of setting some roots with someone.
I'm also a little bit afraid that I might meet someone now where it's like the thing, and then it's in Europe, he's in Europe, and I want to go to Australia, and then it's like all these super complications.
And you know what, I think that's very likely to happen because of that energy of like, oh my gosh, but it's like the thing. Right. But actually, it can't last. So it's really exciting. It can't last. So we can give it all we have. Right. Because we don't have to sustain it. We just have to do it for a month.
And that, and then time will tell anyways. I mean, whatever. And is there any tip you maybe could give me, like, how can I put this? Like when it happens and you feel exactly this, like, okay, it's maybe just temporary. So we go all in. Do you have like a kind of a plan or something like just to remind myself on in this moment?
Yeah. Well, so first of all, we never know what actually will happen. So if you meet someone that's really special and they're like, yeah, I was going to put my visa in 2 months to go to Australia, maybe that works out. And if it's not the case that there is something more long-term there in terms of the potential, then I would just say enjoy both like the excitement of it, but also the vulnerability of it. And, you know, every connection, even if it doesn't last forever, still can give you a lot in terms of what you learn from it.
Yeah.
So I would just bring a level of intention to it of like, what is it in me that I want to experience more? Like, what do I want to practice in a relationship that I can practice with this person while we're together?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. And yeah, it maybe takes for me now also, it takes the pressure out. Like just what you just said before, it was just like, yeah, okay, I'm just enjoying now whatever comes my way, and then I will see when I'm more settled, and we'll see what comes then my way. And
yeah,
that's exactly. It feels relieving.
Good.
It feels relieving.
Well, thank you so much for your question.
Yeah, thank you so much to sit here with me on Valentine's Day. That was totally unintentionally that I scheduled this day. I saw it just after and I thought, no way, this can't be possible. That's already such a good sign.
That's awesome. I'm glad it was helpful. Keep me posted. Let me know if you make it to Australia.
Yeah, you will hear again from me then. Thank you so much for your time and for your wisdom. Welcome. I really, really enjoy your podcast. And like I said, it helped me so much to switch my mindset. You're awesome. Just continue with that.
Thank you.